Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here in our studios in Lansing. This is almost like going on a visit because we're here so seldom, but we feel very comfortable here naturally. And we feel comfortable with this guy, Don Kupnicki, who is the director of Michigan Telemon and Telemon Corporation. Well, I'll tell you what, before I start explaining it, Don, welcome to the show. And we're going to have you explain it and give us a little background.
Fantastic. Thanks for the opportunity to be on the program with you today. The National Farmworker Jobs Program is an employment and training program, and it really functions like a lot of other employment training programs that you're familiar with, Chris, that are housed in our local Michigan Works agencies, that we work specifically with the migrant and seasonal farmworker population. And what we are trying to do is break the cycle of poverty and make sure that they have the skill sets to continue to support themselves, their families, and really contribute to our local economies throughout the state of Michigan. And very similar to our Michigan Works friends, we always focus on the in-demand industries and occupations. And also, we want to make sure that we're keeping agriculture strong. So we're always looking for those opportunities to move up the career ladder for our participants and to make our employers stronger as well.
Well, and there's another aspect to this too, Don, because you have to not only do your National Farmworker Jobs Program, but make sure it meets the constraints of WIOA.
Correct.
And you might explain WIOA and what that is as well.
So WIOA, or the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, it's federal legislation, and that's where we receive our federal dollars from. So there are specific guidelines that we have to adhere to when we're going through the enrollment process with a farm worker or farm workers. There are certain poverty guidelines that they would need to meet, and then they also either have to be a citizen or they need to be authorized to work in the United States. And as you mentioned, there are performance goals and objectives that we have to meet. And since I've been doing this job for at least the past 10 years, we've met or exceeded all of our program goals. So that has to do with, are we placing them into employment after they complete their training program? Are they staying on the job? What are their earnings look like? And it is evolving more than it's moving into different categories. So this year, for example, we're going to be looking at specifically, how are we meeting the needs of our employers? Are we addressing their concerns? Are they staying on the job? Are they contributing to the extent that they need to? So I think there's always that focus. There has to be that connection to the employer community in order to have these opportunities for our participants. And it's really important for me to say too at the outset, Chris, that I'm so grateful and proud to be working with the farm worker population because, as you may or may not know, they are an essential workforce.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the collaboration that has to go on and the one-stop partners and some of the other community agencies.
So we work a lot with, we are in direct communication with our local Michigan Works agencies. For example, here in Lansing, I communicate regularly with their CEO, Carrie. And then prior to that, I knew Edie Hader-Williams, worked with her quite a bit. And we have similar relationships throughout the state of Michigan that we are always in communication with their business service representatives because they really have very good insight as to what the need is. What is the demand in the local communities? The last thing that we want to do, Chris, is to have someone go through a training program where there isn't going to be a job, or 3 to 5 years from now, it's not really going to be relevant anymore. So having that local connection is vitally important with us. And also, there's only so many, the resources only go so far. So we want to co-enroll our customers with our adult and youth service providers. And we work together very, very well throughout the state.
Well, one of the reasons you're here is you're an A1 best partner for the Capillary Michigan Works, and they kind of turned you into us and said, this guy does a great job. You want to have him on. Let's talk a little bit about, however, service delivery in the midst of the pandemic.
Oh, right. So it's really interesting because prior to the pandemic, we had to function a little bit differently than the typical Michigan Works service provider that we would visit migrant farmworker camps. We would go into local communities where farmworkers live and reside to communicate with them about our services, to see what kind of needs that they may have and try to address those needs. And now in the midst of the pandemic, technology is our friend. Whether we thought it was going to be or not, that we have really found other avenues to communicate amongst staff members and also to communicate with our families. And I think moving forward, it's only going to make us stronger that we are finding different ways to provide our service delivery to our customers. And I also think it's important for our families who we're interacting with. They need to be able to utilize this technology. Agriculture is changing. It's not going to be the same 3 to 5 years from now. All of our industries are changing. That ability to connect and to use technology is critical. And just as one example, I do have the Michigan Business Network app on my iPhone, and it didn't take me too long to do that, Chris. So I'm getting there, you know, kicking and screaming. It's happening for me too.
Well, listen, you got about 15 seconds. Tell us about your podcast.
Podcast, A Passion to Serve. I speak with farm workers and the people who are working on their behalf because I want to shine a light I hope can bring a voice to people who are doing incredible things for the state of Michigan.
Well, I'll tell you what, thanks so much, not only for being on the show, the great work you do, but for having our app on your phone.
All right.
We appreciate it. All
right, thank buddy. You so much, Chris. Thank you.
Good to spend time with you. Don Kuchnicki, the director of Michigan for Telemon Corporation. I'm Chris Holman. You are watching the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network.